for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
98177.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
My name is Brisa, ma'am. Brisa.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And what is your first and last name, please?
Carolyn Long Soldier.
What is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
Well, I'm not sure because I've got a charge here in my account and I don't know what it's for, so.
Well, I'm a customer service agent, ma'am, at a call center where we have more than 300 companies with more than 300 lines. So for me to be able to assist you with anything, I have to locate an account first. I cannot provide you with any information until I have an account pulled up and verified.
Well, I mean, I can give you three different shipping addresses. Do you want to check them all?
With the same zip code?
No.
Provide me with the address with that zip code you provided me with.
Okay, so that would be 18912 First Avenue Northwest in Shoreline.
Thank you for that. Let's see. Okay, I see here an order was done on December 5th for $9.97. No, on December 5th, you pay $8.25 for the drone. You had $9.97 for the warranty bundle. Do you recall placing that order? And then on
Yes, I
December
do.
5th, another drone for $29.99. Two different kind of drones.
Okay. So I called, let's see, I called a number that was given to me, 855-845-7634, and that charge, I've got 6732.
Correct.
You didn't mention that one. You mentioned 825 and
Yes, I have to
2999. What?
mention the initial charges.
So what is the 6732 for?
When you place the initial order on December 5th for the drones, you're in trial basis, ma'am, to call in and cancel. If you don't call in and cancel, you get billed $67.32 for the $125 voucher. The voucher is like a gift card, so you can spend in our online stores. That information is
Okay.
provided to you where you place the order in terms and policies, conditions.
Probably, and I tried to watch that very carefully, and I missed that, and I'm asking you kindly if you can remove that charge.
Automatically, the charge is valid due to terms and agreements that you accepted online. What I could do as a customer courtesy, I can apply a 35% refund of the $67.32 and go ahead and cancel your account.
Can you do better than that?
Well, ma'am, what I'm doing it is as a customer
I
courtesy.
know you are, and I do appreciate it, but you know,
The
it's
most that
like.
our system will allow us to do, it's a 50% discount, but instead of discount, because the discount is to continue, I can apply it to a 50% refund, but that'll be the most.
So you can. What do you mean? I don't understand what you mean when you're
Because
saying
it's a
discount.
monthly fee. The $67.32, it's a monthly fee where you get billed every month. But as we have the highest discount that we have is a 50%. Instead of a 50% discount, I could turn it over to a 50% refund.
So if you turn it over to a 50% refund, can you also stop this from coming out again?
Yes, it'll be canceled out.
Okay, so in other words, I would get 50% of that back as you would credit my account that.
Correct.
Okay, yeah, please do that.
Okay. Give me one moment. Do you have something to write your cancellation number down with?
I do.
Cancellation number is C as in Charlie. One six three, 1741.
Okay, Charlie 163-1741.
Yes, and your refund
Thank
is
you.
of 3366. That'll go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. You'll
Okay.
receive email confirmation saying that we have processed you the refund and canceled your account. Is there something else I can assist you with?
No, I thank you for being this gracious. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care. I hope you have a wonderful night, ma'am.
You
Well,
too. Merry
day and
Christmas.
night. You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye, ma'am.